Robin Williams has passed away at the age of 63. He has been battling for decades-long challenge with alcohol and drug addiction, as well as depression. It's suspected that he died from a suicide challenge, and we'll have more information on that, we hope, by later in the show. Baby boomers became acquainted with him in 1978 as Mork, TV's lovable and clownish alien in those rainbow suspenders, if you can recall, on that program called Mork and Mindy, which led him to a successful career in movies. The breakout role is Good Morning Vietnam, which he was phenomenal in. In 1993's Mrs. Doubtfire, he won acclaim. He also was the voice of the genie in 1992's Aladdin, that animated show. He started doing more serious roles in 1989's Dead Poets Societies and in 1997's Good Will Hunting, for which he won an Oscar for Supporting Actor. He was Teddy Roosevelt in the Night at the Museum movies, and the third installment of that series is coming out next year. It's in post-production. They just wrapped on that. In his career, he had 70 movie roles. And started thinking a little bit about this when I heard about this yesterday. Robin Williams had been battling cocaine addiction as well as challenges with alcohol, but addiction had and depression were just the two things that seemed to lead his life. The World Health Organization estimates that about 121 million people worldwide have some form of depression, although less than 25% have access to effective treatment. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, about 14.8 million adult Americans experience clinical depression in any given year, or about 6.7% of the U.S. population over 18. Women are more likely to have major depression than are men, and the average age for a bout of clinical depression is set for 32 years old. Older Americans are also depressed, however. In fact, 65 years and older, those folks commit suicide at a higher rate than the national average. The good news is that the percentage of adults in the U.S. who are depressed went down a full percentage point from 2007 to 2008. I want to learn a little bit more about addiction and suicide from Dr. John Braccio, who's our 1320 WILS expert. He is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Let's check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, listen, very good, Tony, but I do feel bad about Robin Williams. I think he is one of those unique people that most people felt a connection to. He was comic. He was fun. He was one of those people you look forward to hearing him talk, kind of even spontaneous talk. Just somebody, the more you heard him talk, the more you wanted to hear him talk. So it's a tragedy, and I do believe his death is going to keep people really thinking more and more and hopefully making changes about problems with addiction, problems with depression, problems with suicide. All of these things in his case apparently all ran together, leading, sadly, to the suicide.
Well, let's start with addiction. I'll never forget a conversation I had with someone I was close to, who and that individual smoked. And at the time, I probably wasn't as kind as I should have been, but I just stayed away from smokers and smoking. It just made me crazy. And in talking with this person, they told me, you have no idea what it's like to want and to need this. I know I need to quit, but it's a huge challenge. And that really kind of shook me up as to how strong addiction to something could be.
Well, that's really very true. If you don't have an addiction, and this is hopefully you don't, and most people really don't, but if you do have a severe addiction, we'll call it, where you have to have something, and things like cocaine, things like heroin, that they in alcohol, and even cigarette smoking, we tend not to think of that as much, but where you have this incredible need that you have to have more. You have to do it. It becomes the most important thing. Because you will note, and you probably have known people that were basically honest, caring people. They turn into liars. They turn into stealers. They turn into persons you don't even know when they have to have another hit. They have to have something more. So I think a good way to look at addiction is kind of an overpowering type of a desire that really can just overwhelm the person. And it takes enormous energy. It takes enormous desire to overcome it. And the problem is many people, unfortunately, and I guess we'll put Robin Williams apparently in that category, as much as they might try, the combination of the depression, the substance abuse, is so overpowering that it leads to the person, I don't think, thinking clearly, but that's how I see suicide in most cases, just apparently said, I've had it, and I'm moving on. So very tragic, very sad. His memory will be one that we will still remember for a long time, and hopefully people will be helped by recognizing just how terrible and what monsters these things are that he was dealing with.
The World Health Organization estimates that about 121 million people worldwide have some form of depression. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, about 14.8 million adult Americans experience clinical depression. Why such the big challenge with this, Dr. Braccio?
Well, it's a tremendous challenge. Depression is it can be both a chemical and it can be an environmental type condition. But when you have it, just imagine being in a mood where everything seems bad, everything seems hopeless, just no way to get yourself going. And you may force yourself to be doing things, but you just have no desire. And this depression, of course, can lead to the addiction, as can the addiction lead to the depression. But when you feel that way, and you feel it over an extended period of time, it's really overwhelming. It's like, see, a pain patient, if your back is bad or you have constant arthritic pain, these are things people can accept, they can adapt to, and they can understand. But severe depression on an otherwise very healthy appearing person is very difficult for people to understand. Another thing about depression, they tend to overwhelm everyone around them, and people tire of them. They tire of themselves. So when you have it, it's often a very, very lonely condition. And if you're a person like Robin Williams and your job and your desire is to make people laugh and feel good, which he did to millions of people, it probably makes the loneliness and sadness for him probably was pretty overwhelming. And I think we'll see that is true as we get more and more information about him and his condition.
Dr. Braccio, how do you treat people with depression? How does an individual beat it?
Well, they're different things. If it's a chemical condition, then obviously there's a need often for, you know, some type of drug therapy, okay? But for the person who is just negative, call it, you know, stinking thinking, a lot of it is just working on focusing and looking at positive things, okay? You know, if you hit one home run in your life and you struck out 100 times, you're a lot better to focus on your home run than you are on your strikeouts, okay? And I think that the happy person, or the person who has a very good chance of being happy, is the one whose memories and what they think about are positive. You probably have run into people that seem to have everything, but they're negative. They focus on the negative things in life. If you want to be happy, you have to be focusing on positive things. You need to be focusing on things you can do to enhance yourself in your life. You have to be kicking out, like the goalie or the batter, the negative thoughts and negative things from the past. Because if you're focusing on negativity from the past, your present is negative, your future is negative, and you're negative and going to be depressed. It sounds somewhat simple, but being able to control what you think about, Tony, is maybe the most important thing that a person can do in terms of being happy. It seems very simple, But you just think about who you talk to day in and day out. There are going to be people that just can't find a positive thing, even though there's so many positive things you can see in their life. And that's what we have to focus on. That's what we have to help other people focus on. And often a combination of antidepressants and also counseling, but depending on the person, can be another good combination. And if the person's depression is based on their not being able to break their substance abuse, then there is a definite need to work on the substance abuse problem, which, again, to complicate things, is often the result of somebody trying to feel good, feel happy from when they are depressed. So it tends to be a very difficult circular situation where these issues all kind of run into each other in terms of the depression, the chemical imbalance, the substance abuse, and potential suicide. So if we're involved with people, we want to try to help them somewhere to stop this cycle.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out his website at drjohnb.com. Thanks so much, sir.
And a very important topic today, Tony. Have a nice day.